This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Another theater season is underway in Boston, and one of this year's season openers is the Stephen Sondheim classic Sweeney Todd, The Demon Barber of Fleet Street, now at the Lyric Stage Company.
It's true, sir, love can still inspire the blood to pound the heart, the fire.
This duet we're hearing, Pretty Women, is one of Sweeney Todd's signature songs, and WBUR's Ed Siegel, our artery critic at large, is with us to talk about the production and some other shows now playing. Ed, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure, Sasha.
And I understand that all three of the performances you'll be telling us about are musicals.
That's right. There's also Far From Heaven at Speakeasy Stage in the South End and Closer Than Ever at the New Repertory Theater in Watertown. I think musicals are a good way of getting people into the tent. They're safe, they're easy, often accessible. Secondly, I think that Boston's mid-sized theaters all kind of raised their game to a higher level by showing just how well they can perform contemporary musicals, partly by showcasing the real depth of singing in the Boston area. There didn't used to be enough talent for them to do three musicals simultaneously 10 years ago.
Oh, really? You think the talent pool has deepened and now you can have multiple musicals with enough actors and actresses to go around?
The singing here just gets better, yeah.
Now, I've seen one of these three, Far From Heaven, which I really enjoyed, actually more than I expected I would. But let's
right.
now stick with Sweeney Todd. That's a show that's produced a lot. Would you say that the Lyric brings something distinctive to this particular production?
Yes, they do. The singing's better than the acting, but director Spiro Voulutos has such a fine touch with Sondheim. He's the best in Boston, really, at that. And he brings out the humanity of these characters, who are usually played much more broadly.
When you say he brings out their humanity, is there a particular scene or interaction you're thinking of where you felt like you saw that in the actors?
The interactions between Sweeney Todd and Mrs. Lovett really come through. They're usually played as kind of gothic characters, almost cartoonish. Not here. I mean, they're people who are victims of their circumstances, really.
Ed, you said you like the singing. Is there a particular song in Sweeney Todd that stood out?
There are a lot of them, but here's one of the tamer songs.
And I should note you say tamer because this is a show, of course, that despite being humorous at times, has a pretty gory premise.
A barber who's a serial killer? That tamer song I had in mind is Joanna, beautifully sung by Emerson graduate Sam Seamock.
I feel you, Joanna. I'll steal you till I'm with you then, I'm with you there.
All right, so that's, again, Sweeney Todd at the Lyric Stage. And Ed Siegel, there's another local production that wasn't written by Sondheim, but that you describe as Sondheim-esque, one about life and aging and relationships and romantic love.
That's right. It's at the New Rep in Watertown, and it's Closer Than Ever. David Shire and Richard Maltby Jr.'s 1989 musical song cycle about those of us of a certain age who are coping with things like divorce, trying to keep the body from succumbing to gravity, aging parents.
All those unpleasant surprises and inevitabilities
that come
as we keep marching up in years.
Don't I know them well? Not the divorce part. I like this production a lot. Even if the songs aren't as good as Sondheim's, they're smart and catchy and delivered by four terrific singer-actors, including my favorite singer in the city, Lee Barrett, who also directed the show with great style. Here they all are in doors, which are representative of middle-aged passages. This comes to us from our friends at WERS and their musical theater show, Standing Room Only.
Doors to a place that no one knows.
Doors that are openings, doors that close.
Doors that you pass through every day.
Turn into doors that bar the way.
Ed, I actually like that metaphor, kind of life is a series of going through doors. It makes it sound more like an adventure, not just a march to old age.
You said it.
Now, Ed, the third musical on your list, Far From Heaven at the Speakeasy, is the one I've seen, and it's based on the 2002 movie by the same name with Julianne Moore.
Right. You know, remember when they used to make movies based on theater? Now it's the other way around, and this one's really odd because I didn't really much like the music, but I did like the show quite a bit.
What didn't you like about the music?
Very dissonant and doesn't really go anywhere melodically for the most part.
But despite that, you did like the show. So what stood out to you about it?
This was such a good movie about a woman coping with her husband's closeted homosexuality and her growing fondness for her African-American gardener in the 1950s. And the production is so evocative and the singing is exquisite by two members of the next generation of Lee Barrett's Jennifer Ellis in the Julianne Moore role, and Amy Daugherty as her friend.
The lead actress you just mentioned, Jennifer Ellis, I felt like she was this 1,000-watt light bulb on stage. You know,
wonderful.
She just radiated this gigantic smile and this warmth in the happy scenes, but she was also very good in the unhappy scenes at appearing so crushed and despondent.
Yeah, absolutely. She's really a rising talent. You should have seen her in Jacques Brel over the summer in Gloucester. She was just sensational in that.
I also wondered if this show would feel dated, but I think the issues raised about issues like homosexuality and interracial relationships still felt very relevant today.
Yeah, much more so to me than Guess Who's Coming to Dinner at the Huntington, I thought.
In this show, Far From Heaven, were there songs that you did like? You mentioned that overall you weren't crazy about them.
Yeah, I really liked the opening number, and it features Jennifer Ellis singing about her perfect life before it all falls apart in Autumn in Connecticut.
Ed, of the three plays we've talked about, what was your favorite?
Well, I've seen Sweeney Todd so often that I'd have to go with Closer Than Ever.
And we heard a piece of the song Doors earlier. Let's hear a little bit more from that. Again, this is Doors from Closer Than Ever.
Maybe a brand new job awaits, 20 or 30 different fakes. I'll be in charge at last, get my life in shape, and when all that ends, there's another
Closer Than Ever runs through Sunday at the New Repertory Theater in Watertown, Sweeney Todd at the Lyric Stage Company of Boston, and Far From Heaven by Speakeasy Stage at the Boston Center for the Arts are here through October 11th. Ed, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
Ed Siegel is critic at large for WBUR and for The Artery, our online arts website at WBUR.org, where you can find more coverage of Boston's art scene.
What's going on inside those rooms?
Kinky behavior, one presumes.
Hear the spinster with her cat.
Next door, a kid who sleeps on mats.
Here there's a family bland as pie.
Next door, a girl who's once a guy.
What would you give to buy some electric eye that would let you spy on what's behind those people you never met, who are not like you, who are just like you, on behind those, just when you have things set, when it's all in place, when your life is done?